All right. I want to tell you that I love each and every one of you. It's been a heck of a week. I don't know if all of y'all know, but my father passed away just a week ago today. It's been a very, very hard week. So I've got good things to talk about and bad things. And the most things, I thought God wanted me to talk about Samson and Delilah for some reason. So I was studying on that. It just wasn't jiving.
You guys
didn't
want to cut his hair, right?
No. That wasn't there. No cutting
my
hair.
My favorite story.
He might want you to cut your hair.
He might want me to grow it long.
Yeah. It's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
But he was a Nazarite.
Huh?
He was a Nazarite.
Well, whatever
he was. He was a judge.
What the heck?
There's a thing that you got to tighten it up there, I guess.
Well, I did.
Well, yeah, but I was fixing it.
Oh, no, not the word phone. Anyway, I was going to kind of tell you, I want to talk about love. You know, we talk about Christmas and gifts and Santa Claus, Jane, and receiving and stuff. But, you know, the most important thing about Christmas is God's love. Amen. Jesus being born and showing God's love. Amen. And in this whole scenario with Mother passing away in September and really not getting over the grieving of that, and then Daddy dying. When we were over there Thanksgiving, or maybe a day after, I don't know. He died on Sunday. We were there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. When we were there watching him, we were by his bedside most of the time, mm-hmm. talking to him, and he was rambling. And, you know, I thought, this is a man that his heart is full of love. Of one thing, if you know me at all, you know I love to hug and kiss and lick if I could. But I love that hugging. You know, and this is the man that started that in my family.
Yep.
He never had it in his family. He never had it. He had a terrible childhood. But this was a man of love. And the whole time I'm just sitting there looking at him, and he's rambling different things. And he's going, Mary, Mary. And that's my mother's name. Uh-huh. And I thought, does he think I'm mama? I'm looking kind of bad today. The older I met, she was beautiful. But anyway, and he kept going, Mary. And then he was going, oh dear. He thinks I'm mama. Okay, I went, you know what? This is fine. So I leaned over, kissed him, and went, I love you, sweetheart, because that's what my mother always told him.
Yeah.
And it was love. He calmed down and relaxed. Mm-hmm. So God has shown me more and more that love, it's love, it's love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yesterday, I'll go to this and we'll talk about something else. We had to go down to their house and get all the stuff that my parents wanted us to specially have. Mm-hmm. So we went down there and it was horrifying. I mean, you know, we're going through their stuff. I felt like we were invading. But yet, I mean, their presence was there.
Yeah.
And... anyway, it was very difficult. Then when I shut and locked that door, I just fell apart. I mean, and God said, this is the ending to this, but I've got a new beginning for you.
Amen.
And he told me he loved me, and I went, you know, this is so awesome. So I got to go to another church this morning to see Isabella and Elie in a little church program. She was an angel. That was kind of far-fetched, but she was an angel. She was so cute, and Elie had a crown on, and they were just jumping around, you know, not knowing what's going on. But it was so cute, and God again said, this is love. This is love. And he went, I love you like you love those kids. I love you like your dad loved you. I love you like your dad loved your mother. 73 years they would have been together. I mean, they loved each other. He could not bear to live on without my mother. He could not stand it. He wanted to be with her. I didn't ever tell him, well, you're not going to be married in heaven, but okay. But, I mean, he would have gotten upset probably. But it's really, really difficult. I've cried so much, but it's just love. So, what God has shown me, we've talked about this before. We're always in some kind of difficult situation in our lives. We're always in it. There's always something going on.
Amen.
And God gave me this verse today. It's actually Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So many times where we're in that situation, We're looking at only the situation. Has anybody in here ridden a plane before? Anybody ride an airplane?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had the pilot come on?
Hello, this is Captain So-and-so. We're on so-and-so feet. There's a bit of turbulence coming up. We're going to go above it, and then we'll be fine. Asking the stewards to make sure everybody has their seatbelts on. Blah, blah, blah. I'm drinking. No. So they make sure you got your seatbelts on.
Yeah.
And it's bumpy, and you're going, oh dear, oh, is this it, is this it? Where's the oxygen? But the pilot starts going up, and all those dark clouds around you and thunder and stuff, and you're scared. But as you go up, in a little while, you look around, and the sky is blue.
Yeah.
The clouds are beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's above the bad situation. So I'm encouraging you today to look above your situation.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, through all these trials that I feel like I've had, the loss, the one thing that I have stayed committed to, which I'm not proud because of the Holy Spirit in me, is that God is still worthy to be praised.
Amen.
He still sits on the throne. He's still got everything under control. He doesn't need me to try to figure new stuff out. He's got our finances in control, which we really need that. He's got situations. Our heater went out this week. Speaking of heaters, we had to have people come out for that. The guy was there 5 hours. I thought I'd lose my mind. But, I mean, he's got everything in control.
Amen.
Don't just look at your situation. Start praising God. Look above, because you know what's above? It's things, bring your heaven down on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it down here like it's on in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, please bring that down. So as you look above the situation, you're going to see those big, white, fluffy clouds. You're going to see things work out. It may not work out today for you, but it's going to work out. God is showing you things in your life as you go through your struggles. We say this all the time. God knows exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Needy, he knows exactly about your eyesight and how bad and how worse it seems like you're getting. But he knows exactly where you are because he loves you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He knows you need another house to live in. He knows the situation. He knew the terrible situation with their sewer and all that stuff. And he's working it out. If he worked things out immediately, we wouldn't be dependent on him.
Amen.
So as you're walking in the wilderness, and if you are feel like you're in the wilderness, it's because God wants to speak to you. Moses was in the wilderness, and God talked to him through a bush, burning bush. If you're in the wilderness, you're still on holy ground.
Amen.
Okay, you're still on holy ground. God may just want to talk to you in your situation. Kim with her health problems. You know, so many different health problems. Seems like they get worse and worse. And you think, Lord, why? There's people in here that struggle with health problems. Issues coming up that seem to be more difficult to handle because you want to be healed in Jesus' name, but it's just not your turn right now. God is still in control of that situation. Look above the situation, and you're going to see the heavens. And I can't wait one day to go see all of my family. I've got sisters up there. I've got mom and dad now. And, I don't know how people that are not Christians get through loss of family. I don't understand it. I know a lot of y'all in here have had a lot of loss. But that's
something
what you look back on.
Huh? They blame something they do not understand.
Right. And we don't have to understand. That's the problem with it. We're so spoiled, we think we need to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You don't need to know everything. The only thing you need to know is that God loves you. He knows exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look above the situation and praise Him. Praise Him every day for everything that you have. We need to have an attitude of gratitude. Okay?
Amen.
Nobody in here deserves anything. We don't deserve anything. This church doesn't owe you anything. If you come here, you're blessed. We're blessed. But we don't owe, as a church, we don't owe you anything. We don't owe you snacks or water or food. We are here because we want to praise God together.
Amen.
Nobody owes any of us anything. We're here because we love the Lord.
Amen.
And the closer we get to God, the better off we're going to be. And we can't get closer unless you have situations in your life to make you stronger.
Amen.
Yeah.
So don't be discouraged. It's bad. You think you can't get out of it. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Don't, you're on a crossroads. Either you're going to get angry and frustrated and turn away from the Lord, or you're going to get closer. Yes. And I encourage you to turn to God and get closer.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're struggling today with anything, know that God's worthy to be praised in that situation. Okay? So let's think about love this Christmas. It's God first, others,
right,
then you.
Amen.
Let's show some people love.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and I was at Walmart the other day, and I wonder why I have financial problems. But anyway, we were coming out, and there was a lady at the car, and God said, stop your truck and talk to this lady. Oh, no, you've got to be out your mind. I went, oh, no, no. So he goes, she needs to know that I'm thinking of her and that I love her. Well, oh, that's a little different situation. So stopped, rolled down the window, went, ma'am, yes. Oh, dear. Something about your mom. Is she real sick? You've been praying something, or she died? She died in July. Oh, I'm so sorry. I said, well, God knows your pain. That's all I wanted. God knows your pain. And she never said anything, I don't think, did she, Kimmy? I rolled up the window and went, well, that was the stupidest thing I could have ever done. I feel so stupid. You know, and it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter if someone accepts you or rejects you. It's being obedient to God, you know. And that's what he's looking for, people to be open and honest and do things for the Lord. It's not about us. It's not about what we can get. It's what you can give. Amen. Amen. So I'll leave you with that. We'll have prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love and your kindness. And yes, Lord, it does hurt losing people that you love because you miss them. But Father, I know that you miss some of us when we turn our backs on you and we do our own thing. So Father, I pray for each and every person here today that if there is anything in their life that is distracting them from you or allowing them to be distracted in ways that are not to your liking, I pray that we could get refocused and love you so much. Father, please bless each and every person here today with love and kindness and joy. Father, please help us to appreciate everything that you do for us. And I am so blessed that I have a family that will pray for me because I'm so sad. It's so nice to know that I have people that love me and hurt with me when I hurt. And I thank you for a church that is church, Lord. And I thank you for my church body. So we just give everything to you today. And we just ask for a great service in Jesus' holy name today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.